Christopher Media, Unregimented.
He can write a song. He knows how to write a pop hook. Man can write a song. Man, you can't deny him that.
He can work a DCG chord progression.
You're right. I cannot deny that what he wrote were songs.
Unregimented on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
Christopher Media presents a Weedsman podcast production. It's time for The Nugget.
Whoop-de-doo, what does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit into Friday's show you'll find here.
Okay.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer smell on your board.
What'd that mean?
Please, give me
like weed, all right?
I need to get the out of control rim shot where they go around like the whole set. Shall we do this?
I bet if you just pulled up an old episode of Letterman's show, they're always good
soon
for
to be Stephen. It's still going to be called The Late Show. It's going to be called The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh, actually, you know what? You probably won't get many rim shots from Letterman. You'll get more of Paul on the keyboards, like doing the sweeps up and down. You know what I mean?
The Paul Schaefer rim shot.
Yeah.
That sounds like a gay move.
That sounds like something I don't want to see, do, be involved, even know that it existed.
It's on the gay it's on the gay prostitute menu. You want the Paul, you want the Paul Schaefer rim shot? $250.
Oh, boy. He actually comes in and does it.
On your cock.
Yeah. Ugh.
Man, did I love me some Letterman when I was in high school, though.
I never was on to David Letterman.
Oh, I didn't know.
I went through, like, a year of watching him. I think it was my senior year. You know what I think it was? Senior year was kind of shitty because, I told you this before, but I had this large group of friends that was, like, 1 year ahead of me. So they all went off to college, and it was me and my best friend Chris, or Christian, as you prefer to be called most times. In senior year of high school, I would stay up late and watch Letterman. Also because I had classes that I could just fucking sleep through.
Oh, nice.
Like, senior year was like, you get to pick three electives and, you know,
you have
one
to
of
be
them
here because
be
a, the state says you have right, to be here.
Right. And you know, one of them can be a study hall where you don't even show up. The other one could be, you know, oh yeah, I'm going to do some pottery in art class, which means sleeping.
That works. It's crazy.
To me, like, you were either Letterman or a Leno guy. And to me, while Jay Leno was lame, he was still sometimes funny. Whereas when I watched Letterman, I didn't get it, man.
See,
I never laughed at David Letterman.
I was lucky enough, even in high school. Wait. When did what's his name go off the air?
Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson. When did Carson leave?
Early 90s, because I remember I was old enough to...
So I was in high school, so I think Jay took on after I left high school or something. But I was... I love Carson. There's just... how could you not?
Right.
But he just exudes charm in a way that made you feel really comfortable, like he was one of your family. But it still felt to me like the old guard.
It was the old guard.
You know, it was like watching him and Bob Hope riff on shit, and you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? What are war bonds, anyway?
Yeah.
Who's his other sidekick? Ed
McMahon.
Ed McMahon. Yes.
So I think that's what drew me to Letterman because, I mean, Letterman had to do. See you eyeing that bowl. Like, what are you doing with it?
Like, come on, Stoner.
I didn't know Letterman was also the owner of Worldwide Pants.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's his production company.
Yeah.
Yep. Repetition. That's where David Letterman's humor lies, is in repetition. You got nothing more. So Letterman would tell a joke.
What?
He would tell a joke and it would bomb. And then he'd repeat the punchline and laugh at how bad the joke was doing. And then a minute later, bring the joke up again, just say the punchline again, and people would just die. Because it wasn't about the joke. It was about him.
It was about referencing the awkward moment.
Right. It was like you're seeing, you almost feel like you're behind the scenes. Right?
Like he has made a joke.
It's kind of the idea of like
blowing the joke.
Right, yeah. The joke was him and his personality. That's where the humor came from.
Like that snap.
Leno won with the blacker band leader.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, hell yeah.
The better one.
Well, first he had Branford Marsalis, and then he left, but still, and then Kevin Eubanks laid it down.
Yeah, Kevin Eubanks was good.
I think that's part of what kept me interested in the Tonight Show, too, is I like their band better.
Yeah. For sure. I wouldn't, you know, I'd catch it every once in a while, but this was, like, during my 20s. Come on, I had too many drugs to do.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I'd catch the band and be like, this guy's fucking smoke. I mean, this shit is so tight, you'd think it was MIDI'd. Listen to the drummer and bass player.
Yeah.
And they're both, like, throwing in little triplets and shit and, like, grooving it. But they are locked.
Tight.
They are hand in hand. They are dick and butt. Hmm. Hand in glove, I mean.
There we go.
I give up. They all got gremlins.
That's a new one for me.
It's the when you can tell it's the internet audio. It's the term given to that sound when you know. Oh. It, you know the sound that an MP3 has.
Oh,
you know
when
I'm
it's
talking
poor quality.
About.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It has this edgy crystalline quality. Or sometimes I was noticing this earlier because I was listening to some. I was listening to old Husker Du, which is really noisy, white noisy anyway. But it was a compressed. I was like. I didn't go to my, go get my iPod. I just happened to be in front of my computer. And I was like, oh, fuck it. Pull up some old Husker Du on YouTube. I kept thinking somebody was taking a shower. I'm like, I'm here alone.
Oh, okay.
That white, this has this like white noise kind of like textural quality to it that, I don't know. So a lot of times I can ignore it. But the thing is, it's usually the first thing that you hear. You hear it on the noise before the track even starts. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
And then it's just hard to ignore.
Right.
You can't. You once you lock into that first, you can't ignore it. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
He's got the roots.
Man.
How do you get blacker?
Yeah.
you go with the roots.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I like the roots. I've liked the roots. Always. Like, I remember working, I was working at a record store when the fucking, before the album came out, getting a promo, and they're like, what the fuck is this? And freaking out over that. And it wasn't even the full album. I had a 5-song thing that was like, one of them was live, another a demo or something. It was like some European single that they pre-released for That's American so cool. press.
Yeah.
I wish I still had that.
Probably worth money.
It might be. Couple bucks anyway.
Right.
But,
oh, wait. This is an old show.
I still got to give it to Eubanks. I still got to give it to Eubanks.
Eubanks? Kevin Eubanks?
Yeah, dude. I mean, that band smokes the roots. I'm sorry. The roots are good. They're fun. They're great. They've done a lot of crazy ass music. But
oh, no.
Just straight
chop
up
wise?
Band?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. It would be no contest.
Now, what about the Max Weinberg band from Conan?
From Conan?
He was okay. They held their
own. That's his old band.
He's got some of that swing.
Because now he's got what's
he knows how to swing.
Because now he's got Jimmy Vivino and the Basic Cable Band.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who is it? The other band that no one ever thinks about probably is the Arsenio Hall Band.
I don't
remember. His was like an LA sound. Like it was real nice and clean.
You know he's slapping that bass, right?
Oh, yeah.
Slapping the bass.
He was slapping the fuck out of it.
Yeah. I remember this.
Yeah, I dug this song.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about this.
His son is the drummer in Slipknot.
I did not get this show.
I did.
It just... I'm not saying that Conan isn't funny. But
I think the thing that you're talking about with Letterman is the thing I got going on with Conan.
Yeah.
Right.
I think so. I mean, I would catch...
I think I like Conan's way of doing it better, maybe.
It was actually what I took out of this show. What I got from this show is Robert Smigel.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I, like, see him triumph, and I don't know, who did the cutout mouth gig where they would...
That
like,
was Conan.
Yeah, that was Conan.
That was Conan.
That was him talking to himself, it was just all pre-recorded, and they timed it?
Yeah. It's bits. Those are called bits, sir.
No, I understand. But it's possible to do... They could have done that with that effect live.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought they were doing.
Maybe it was...
You're saying that it was Conan... No. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm referring to specifically who the fuck was the mouth. Not whose show was it on.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like I don't know.
Like the Bill Clinton one.
Like some writer? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, this is
but,
the new one.
But Robert Smigel as Triumph.
Yeah!
That's what I loved about
gonna,
that show.
We're going to do this? You brought up Triumph?
You
Dude, I have the Triumph double album.
We could do like a half hour on Triumph.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How about you not do that?
I think we're just getting the nugget out of the way now before we start the show.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't just have the Triumph double album. I listened to it multiple times. And not just skip to a track.
He's like, you can't resell mine.
Or listen to it for 15 minutes and that was good for a laugh, but let's, listen to some real music. It's fucking hilarious.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard it fully.
Triumph and, especially his appearance on TV Funhouse.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you remember TV Funhouse?
Isn't that the one that they go to Vegas?
The best episode ever is Christmas Cheer. When they're all tapping their spine for Christmas cheer and they're all snorting it.
Yes. That's when the duck finds his son's chemical. They go get his little chemistry set and they... withdraw spinal fluid.
Oh my God.
But who did they withdraw it from? It wasn't the duck they got it from. Oh, it was Robert Smigel. They tricked him.
Yeah.
Whatever his character's name was. This is Funhouse.
Yeah, what is this, bro?
We want TV's Funhouse or TV Funhouse.
Saturday Night Live. Oh, wow.
Or just Robert Smigel.
Yeah.
I think you'd find it that way. But yeah, so anyways, they extract the spinal fluid, cook it up, and snort it, and they go on this bender in Vegas where they meet up with Triumph.
Nice.
And there's all these real dogs, like toy poodles and shit around, and they're snorting drugs and drinking and partying, and Triumph is humping real dogs.
Wow, I've never seen that.
This is it, yes.
Yeah.
No, this was great. I love this show.
This and Wonder Shows are just my shit. That was the thing. You throw a cat and the puppet cat playing with them. They would always do that. The interaction between his puppets and the real animals.
Dude, I just get so high and watch this show.
It's your pal Doug.
Oh.
That's it. Looks like a cardboard cutout everywhere he goes.
Nice.
Thing is, he probably went out and did all this shit.
Yeah.
Dressing up like an elf. It's a jing-ting, tingly, ting-ting, jingly, la time of year, ho-ho. But this man is out of his mind. You know who this guy is, Rob?
No.
He's from Saturday Night Live. He did all the, remember the Ace and Gary? The gay spoof on Batman and Robin?
Yeah.
That's him.
Oh,
He did all that fucking animation.
Wow. That's
humbug. And it's man.
Pretty talented. Story,
the Christmas episode of Bewitched. Pretty hip chick.
Doug, why are you so happy?
Pretty hip chick, man.
Christmas cheer. Wow. Where'd you get it?
Hip broad.
Santa Claus spreads it around everywhere this time of year.
For free?
Where is it? I don't see any.
Well, you can't see it. It's just a ring, ding, tingly feeling you have up your spine.
That's where it starts.
The spine?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He's talking to a fucking lobster.
Yeah.
A dog that kind of looks like Triumph. A big fat cat wearing a tie.
Now hold still, Doug. This is going
There's
to
another
be
dog.
Beautiful.
And a rooster and a duck.
Yep.
Be sure to get it all, Doc.
Don't worry, Hank. There's plenty for everybody.
Here it comes.
Oh, God. Needle scenes freak me the fuck out. I can't.
Get your face away from that cheer.
That's really disturbing to watch.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
My leg's starting to get a little numb.
That's got to be a good sign.
Hey, Doc.
That's got to be a good
sign. I'm planning on going caroling in an hour. Is that okay?
I wouldn't because I'd be paralyzed. Let's go to my place and figure out how to drop this junk.
This is great.
Gee, kids. It sure feels great to be giving on Christmas.
We need to find a place to concentrate this cheer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm way ahead of you.
Here he comes.
I had to wrap all
the ducks or the chicken. I thought it was the ducks.
This episode is whenever you think it can't get more fucked up, it gets more fucked up.
Yeah. It's just a downhill slide from here.
It's about to get weird.
I'm not feeling anything.
Yeah, they just cooked it up and snorted it.
Nada.
Yeah.
This stuff is crap. We've been ripped off.
I believe freebasing is more intense.
Oh, God.
Whoa!
Little chicken caught fire.
He caught a fire.
I think I'm getting something.
Yeah, spaghetti legs. Whoa!
Spaghetti legs.
So his kid tries to freebase it, catches fire. They all get high off of him burning.
Let's see if it's snowing!
And they leave him there to burn to death, apparently.
Wow. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of guys to spare.
So what do? They listen to the Bangles.
And make snow. Wow.
And make a giant snowman.
Hang out in front of Radio City Music Hall.
There's a turtle and a dog in the band.
The Hepador on guitar. Imagine this family.
I had forgotten about this element. They would go out in public constantly. That was a big part of the show, is them going out doing Triumph style, like getting in people's faces and fucking with them.
This is classic.
Like that, you could tell that guy wasn't an actor. They were like in his face, and he's like, right, did not know what to do. Here's another one. Yeah. They're all chanting Christmas carols in his face.
Maggie's face. Oh, man. Oh, his lady. The chicken.
Not his son into the world to condemn the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Silent night.
Wow. They're just having this party, snorting all
this up. Christmas drug party.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Thanks for inviting me over, Hank. This shit is great.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, the ladies need more cheer, Terry.
Oh, hey, sure. Where is it?
Hey, mofos! I just put 3 ounces of choice cheer on my little President Johnson. He is ready for FCO.
Chicky, don't you
know? The chief.
No, I need that.
Come on.
A rooster is now fucking a lamb.
The other lamb is trying to get the...
He's face-fucking that lamb.
Yeah.
The lobster and the dog go off.
What the hell?
And they didn't make more seasons of this.
They should.
Now we're all getting into the spirit of things. And
maybe it was ahead of its time.
Legs numb again.
Yeah.
Damn. That's the last of it.
Yeah, it only lasted one season, right?
Like, if this came out now, it would probably be bigger than...
But it wasn't even a long one. I think they got out, like, 8 to 12 episodes, I'm saying.
Oh, wow.
Shut up.
It's a hangover-type scene with all these animals now.
Stop that.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Reminiscent of the morning after scene in The Hangover, I should say.
Oh, right. No.
Penny for your thoughts.
No, thanks.
Penny for your thoughts.
Hey, easy, easy. It's 10 in the morning.
8 episodes.
10! Christ!
What?
That's all there ever was.
Wow.
It was Western Day, Hawaiian Day, Christmas Day, Mexicans Day, Caveman Day, Safari Day, Astronaut Day, and Chinese New Year's Day.
Don't freak out. Wow. Don't freak out. Don't freak out.
Don't freak out. What the heck?
He's got to be Santa at the mall.
Don't freak out. Odio.
Odio.
Ah, what's your name, little girl?
My name is Delicious and Fresh Green Grass.
Wow.
The lamb tries to eat it. I don't recognize anybody in the voice cast here except for Smigel. Although, I guess in the cartoons, Tim Meadows and Tracy Morgan appeared.
Oh, are they
well,
flushing?
Weren't they ambiguously gay duo, Steve Carell and Steve Colbert?
I didn't know that.
And lo, we are three kings who have traveled from the east, following the star to this.
Oh, now there's a fun fact.
That's my son up there. He's a fucking star.
The Steves, before they were anybody.
They were the ambiguously gay duo.
I didn't know that. How did they get? I mean, it's so random.
Not their agents.
How come they never played that live action?
Maybe they have.
What if they have?
Have them both show up in the suits.
Was Steve Carell ever on his show? He's not really the type of guest that Colbert would get.
They used to work together on the Daily Show. They were both reporters at the same
time.
That's
right, they were at the same time. I forgot that.
If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
But well, it does taste really good.
Well, speaking of that Death Star, Rob, I forgot to show it to you because I knew you'd want to check it out, but I got that Star Wars number one from Marvel.
Oh, I heard it's pretty good.
It is pretty damn good. I was fucking impressed.
Yeah, everyone's raving that Marvel
has
picked it up. No, I've just heard a lot of good things about it.
Some people say John Cassidy's too stiff. I can see where he's coming from, but it doesn't matter because he does such an exceptional job of portraying the characters that it just doesn't matter. You already know how Harrison Ford moves, and right. He shows he picks the right Harrison Ford expression, which he's only got a palette of five to pick from.
Right.
There's oh shit number two, you want to have sex with me, I'm going to win this battle, and I don't care, maybe is the fifth one. So he picks one of those, but he does a great job with the art. The story takes place in between A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. So you're right in the sweet spot.
Oh, yeah.
And this, there wasn't much story, not a whole lot, but they did kind of give you a little bit of an interesting setup.
Yeah.
And definitely enough meat to keep me coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And I went back and was like, all right, sign me up for this. And the Princess Leia and the Darth Vader. We're just going to read them all and just get totally, balls deep in this Star Wars Marvel universe again.
What?
Yeah. You ever read the old ones?
No.
Oh, my God, they sucked.
It is. Oh, really?
They did whole adaptations of the movies that were even based off the original scripts, and there's certain changes that didn't make it through the editing process that remained in the comic books, but the comic books are just horrid. It was just cranked out bullshit.
I remember now. Was that Lois's dad plays
The Family Guy Star Wars?
Yeah. Lois's dad.
Who the fuck hasn't done a Star Wars special?
Right.
And what I think I saw To Catch a Predator, where he's in a Darth Vader mask waiting to surprise the guy.
Yeah.
Like everybody's done a spinoff. Not a spinoff. A take on Star Wars.
The Good Circle, I'll give you that.
No. Space station.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yep, it is.
Yep.
No way.
It is.
You know what that's from? I've never seen that before, but it was the Emperor and Darth Vader, and he's showing them a circle. And it was like, you know what this is? Space station. They're doing a take on the Hudsucker proxy.
Oh, I've seen that movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Where he shows them the picture of the. He's like, you know, for kids. And they're like, all they see is a circle on a baby. Yeah. Like, I don't get it.
Then they start making it and they're like, I don't get it. And then all of a sudden, finally, so they, you know, start using it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
It's a great movie.
Hula hoop resurgence in recent years? All about it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, dude, you go to like a rave these days, some chick's got like a hula hoop that's half on fire and she's only half dressed and she's swirling the thing around and spinning it on her leg. Pretty sexy shit.
I have to go check this out.
They're not playing this music there.
Yeah, this is what they danced to.
I don't know why. Just get pumped. I'm sure there's that EDM mix, you know, that house mix.
There's so many. No, one of my favorites was actually done by a local duo, and fuck me if I can remember what their Hadatonic. Hadatomic? God, I can almost think of it. But they had a version of the Cantina song.
Oh, nice.
Which is totally cheap, but they used it so well in this funky-ass breakbeat of a song that I just went nuts over it. There's been so many ravey-ass Star Wars songs. We should just get... I mean, This is a perfect example right here. Yeah, here you go. Big build. Everybody freak the fuck out.
My swag. You can't handle my swag.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Get a little light show for you guys.
Going down in here.
This is happening.
A dance party.
We're free growing.
I love you.
Yeah, I just had an acid flashback.
Whoa. That's a new review. That's something we should put out there.
Wow. That just happened. Yep.
I think we could add to that Leafly description, goofy.
Yep.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, definitely.
We're off the chain, baby.
It's off the chain, baby.
So, there was actually a lot of news this week. There's a local story about in Grand Rapids. There was a trio of Kent County Corrections Officers, which is just a great phrase. I want to say that again. Kent County Corrections Officers. And they were distributing marijuana butter that came from, not distributing it to the prison.
Oh, okay.
But I know that's what it made it sound like. It was one guy who had his brother-in-law made marijuana butter. Right, he had a grow op. He was making all this butter with all this leaf.
Okay,
and he gave it to his brother-in-law, and his brother-in-law gave it to two other guys that he worked with at the prison. Or actually, I don't even know if they worked at the prison. I'm assuming, I think there's other jobs in the correctional facilities, maybe. Or are you on facility if you're?
So they could be like the fucking cook in the cafeteria,
right?
I don't know.
Wait a minute, I think the prisoners cook their own food, don't they?
I think so.
Yeah,
that's what happens on Orange Is the New Black.
So we're back on with cops.
Boom.
So back
it's on that show.
Scene?
It's got to be true.
Yeah. So this is actually part of this story is kind of tragic, actually, and I don't know if this is directly related, but
it's always Aaron.
Well, no. You can keep playing cops.
Keep playing that cops.
That's made it weird for a second.
They got busted for this shit. I don't know how, but they knew that they had all this marijuana butter, like pounds of it. And the one guy is up, before he could even see the end of his trial, he committed suicide, apparently. He was found dead, and it was ruled a suicide, because he was actually looking at charges of operating a drug house. There's a law. This is in Grand Rapids. This is in our state. That because he was distributing
weed butter?
Pounds of they're looking at like weed butter weighs a lot more than the amount of THC that you get out of it. That's probably one of the heaviest ratios of what you can transform weed into and have it weigh that much more.
Right.
You couldn't do worse than just having the butter itself.
It's probably getting accused of like drug cartel kind of amount.
Right. Yeah. So like you moved all these pounds of butter, and we're going to hit you with how we people distribute things, drugs in pounds, yeah, they go to fucking jail. And he was looking at a jail sentence, and I don't doubt that that was a major factor in his decision. But I am totally talking out of my ass. I don't know. I'm presuming.
Okay.
I should be on Fox. Like, I can just, great on Fox I can News. Just say, like, anything. Make shit up.
As Redfield long as- tonight.
Anyway, so the other two guys are on trial, and what they're looking at right now is whether the fact that they're looking at whether their testimony is going to be allowed in court. Their testimony about being medical marijuana patients, and also explaining some of the process, because they're looking at felony offense for over 2.5 ounces and saying that, okay, well, you had 3 pounds of shit in your house, so you're looking at a long jail sentence. And they're like, well, no, this is not only medicinal because we had the cards, and the only issue with here is how we processed it, right? It's illegal to make it into butter and give it away like they were doing.
Right.
They were indeed breaking the law, but they were just trying to get medicinal. These are guys that suffered from, one of them suffered from neck pain. The other one from, it said complications from diabetes. They were using this medicinally, right, and they didn't find any leaf or plants or anything like that.
It was the butter.
They were just using the butter. These were probably guys who were like, hey, I get to keep my job. I get to get some pain relief and some relaxation in my life.
And make some dope beignets.
Yeah, and it's a discreet way to do it. And it-
Sorry. 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 I kept thinking about it.
What?
Sorry, it's a workaholics reference.
I don't know, I'm playing so, with this.
So that's the question. That is the question, is are they going to make exceptions? Because they described to the judge the recipe that called for 2 ounces of marijuana for, I think it would produce like 2 pounds of butter. And that they shouldn't weigh the 2 pounds of butter as the drug. They should weigh the drug ingredient, which is the 2 ounces, which would not be a felony. Moving on, though, to there's some news elsewhere in the world and some interesting stories. And also, speaking of edibles, a woman in Australia was going to the Dragon Dreaming Festival. Have you ever heard of this one?
No.
This is apparently, it's kind of like Burning Man, I guess.
Okay.
They say it's really family friendly. Everyone's taking a lot of drugs there. And there's, you know, well, it said there was techno music and folk music, and I don't know how many different types of music to expect there, but definitely lots of weirdly dressed people and a lot of performance art and what have you. Yeah, this apparently has been going on for 6 years in Australia. A woman with the car full of people, she was 49 years old, she was pulled over probably for having like 5 hippies in the car at once. I imagine you can get pulled over in Australia like you could if you had, like, you know, in Detroit, 5 Rastafarians rolling around in a fucking caddy downtown. Or not downtown. They go out to, like, Birmingham. They'll get pulled over.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Farmington Hills, Ferndale.
So she was stopped. They gave her a breathalyzer test. She passed it. Then they're like, well, what drugs you got? We know where you're going. You know, you're going to fucking Dragon Fest. Where's your drugs?
Right.
We can bring dogs out here. And she's like, oh, I got a little bit of marijuana. And I got this fucking cake. This cake with green icing, that's got marijuana all up in it. She confesses. Like, I would not have... Would you have confessed to the cake? Especially if they already had you on the leaf. Like, you know that if it comes down to it, they're going to pull a dog out somewhere. Or they're just going to, you know, search you and find your shit. They're going to search your car and find the leaf. And if you knew that they were going to find that, would you give up the cake? Because how would you really know without eating some of it? And who the fuck's going to eat the cake?
Right.
Yeah, just say, this is a cake. What are they going to field test?
Are
they going to field test the cake?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would think I wouldn't. Maybe she was just really nervous and thought that the dog could smell marijuana in cake form. Maybe it can, and I'm the idiot. But I would assume that the dog couldn't tell if there was cake baked into a product. It's the smell of the marijuana itself.
Right.
Right? even though you might have a different odor to an edible than you would if it didn't have the marijuana in it, it doesn't make it smell like pot per se.
Right.
But then again, dogs have like noses that are like 1,000 times better than ours, right?
Mm.
So
some dog we can't even see can smell our balls right now.
Right.
Probably a couple doors down.
We only we only smell like 1% of the amount of things that dogs smell. And yet still they gotta get the nose all the way up the butt.
Yeah. You know? Why you gotta stick your nose right in my crotch?
It's intoxicating. I think it gets in my crotch.
Well, what amused me about this though, not only that it had green frosting, and they were like, "What's this?" And she's like, "My friend gave it to me. It was a gift. It was my birthday last week. I got this artist friend that came in from out of town, and she gifted me this cake, and I didn't want to be rude and turn it down. And thumping in time, right? So I took it, not to be rude. And then it, I guess, just stayed in her car for a week and went with her to Dragon Fest for no fucking reason other than she didn't know how to get rid of it.
Right.
But in reality, I mean, she's taking a fucking green cake full of marijuana to Dragon Fest. That sounds awesome to me. And I wish that she was in a society where she could just admit that. But she has to make up this ridiculous story about how somebody made the cake for her.
That's crazy.
So, that all ended sad.
Ended in jail.
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to see jail time for it. I'm thinking that she hasn't hit her sentencing yet, but the cake was ordered to be destroyed. And there was like four or five cops who were like, "I'll destroy that thing in like 5 minutes."
This thing right now, guys.
Fuck yeah, I'm going to destroy this cake.
Get the plates and the forks. Let's do this.
There's a story that happened in England, and this one just kind of involved marijuana, but I just found it more of kind of an amusing story because I couldn't put together how this played out other than in a Monty Python skit. It sounded so ridiculous. You got three burglars, I believe, that are going to try and retrieve some pot plants from a house, an address that they were given by somebody else who wanted this man's pot plants. This older guy was growing some weed, and he's like, "Go get those pot plants, and we're going to, you know, break that shit up and sell it." So they went over there.
It's pretty bold.
And they whip a brick through the guy's window, right?
Okay.
They whip a brick through the guy's window, and the guy sticks his head out the broken window to see who the fuck is whipping bricks, and they hit him in the head with another, with what they call a prop. In the article, they called it a prop. He was struck in the head with a prop.
And a bow prop?
That's what I was thinking. Like someone's throwing it like a boomerang.
Yeah.
Or like a fake
crawl.
Yeah. Just whoosh. Oh my God. That gets stuck right in their head.
Whatever the fuck the English refer to as a prop, it sounds like it probably would have hurt. Hard enough to give the fuck a heart attack, unfortunately.
For sure.
Sent the poor guy to jail. Sent the poor
he had a heart attack, go to jail.
No, so he went to the hospital. They didn't take him to jail.
Good.
They took his plants, though.
Motherfuckers.
And then, after they threw the prop at him and hit him in the head, whatever that might be, the boat prop, they threw I had to write this down because I didn't know what this meant, and now I can't see where I wrote it. Wheelie bin.
Like a wheelbarrow?
I am guessing. A wheelie bin. I thought, don't they call their trash cans bins?
Yes.
So maybe it was like a rolling trash can like we have.
Yeah.
And they just can't call it that because they're weird in English.
It wasn't a prop.
It's a boat prop.
Getting funky here in the news.
Oh, before we
bring the funk back to news.
Yeah, bring that funk.
Before we leave merry old England, though, there was one other thing that happened over there. There was 9 plants that were confiscated from what this article calls referred to as a couple of dummies, a couple of potheads. They just basically call these guys idiots. Now, what they did is they had a grow op going. They were mixing up some fertilizer, and they blew some shit up, and it blew up in their faces. They received third-degree burns on their face and their arms.
Jesus.
Now, you're growing marijuana in your basement. You're mixing up some fertilizer. Your ship blows up. You're burned on your face and your arms. What do you do?
Smoke pot.
No, seriously. What would you do?
Go to the hospital.
Right. How would you get there?
Medical attention.
How would you get to the hospital?
Ambulance.
It's just the two of you, right? Yeah. You're both all fucked up.
Oh, well, shit.
It blew up in both your faces.
I don't know. You're right. That out somehow.
No, you're right. You call an ambulance.
Right.
And they did. Okay. They dialed 999, which is apparently what British people do instead of dialing 911.
Okay.
And they called an ambulance to come and get them. A fire truck came as well because of the report, the 999 report.
Right.
Which said that, you know, basically chemical explosion in a home. So the fire department's going to show up. They showed up for the gas leak. How they got me for the gas leak story, remember?
Yep.
And so they show up for that, find all these plants, and then throw the book at these two fucks, right? Okay, so they were growing illegally. Okay, so they're dumb fucks and they blew some shit. This article just ridiculed the fuck out of them because what they thought was the stupid part is that they called 999. Like, these two idiots were growing, and yet they called an ambulance to come get them and take them to the hospital to treat their burns. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I would. My face is
burnt.
Where
else would they go?
I don't care what the fuck you do with the plants. I don't care what you want to charge me with.
Right.
I'm interested in living.
I got to have my eyes.
I need my face and my arms.
Yeah. I do things with them that are important to me.
Jesus.
Anyway, stupid fucking stoners, though.
Yeah.
These guys couldn't even think straight.
What are you doing?
Should have wrapped some ace bandages around and hoofed it over to the fucking hospital.
Yeah! In your fucking face!
Yeah!
All right, well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman podcast on Facebook, and thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at the Weedsman 420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at christophermedia.net. Android users, you can find this show on Stitcher Radio. And I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app for the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media Show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author Rob St. Mary. Mike White also. He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the Projection Booth. They were recognized by the AV Club.
Yeah. Top-rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.